Beertown East Gwillimbury, on the northern border of Newmarket, is officially opening Saturday, April 8 with a ribbon cutting. The new eatery is the Charcoal Group's 10th Beertown public house, offering what it calls a craft beer dining revolution that relies on great hospitality and mouth-watering food, paired with the best local craft beer. A $4 million renovation of what was once a Buffalo Wild Wings at 18,287 Young Street transformed the space, according to a news release. At a private event at the end of March celebrating the new venue, Beertown and Charcoal Group raised $10,320 for Blue Door, the largest emergency housing provider in York Region for kids, youth, adults, and family at risk of homelessness. I'm so proud of how far everyone on our team has come, from those working on the construction plans, to our training staff, to new team members. They are all making the vision of a successful Beertown launch come together, said Jody Palabisky, partner, Charcoal Group, in the release. Helping out in the community is not something new to Charcoal Group. We value the members of each community we're in. They choose us to celebrate for birthdays, anniversaries, and other special occasions, or even just a Friday night out, and we like to show our appreciation to them by giving back. The restaurant features an overall interior square footage of 6,275, with a capacity total of 330, seating 230 guests inside and 100 guests outdoors. In large groups or small, guests can enjoy an extensive craft beer list, non-alcoholic, cocktail and wine selection. The drink menu will also feature craft options from their signature collaboration Nation offerings, where they work with craft brewers to create bespoke brews. A perfect and highly acclaimed example is Lone Tree West Coast IPA, which was created by the Beertown team with Sawdust City and Third Moon Brewing Company, and two regular Beertown guests. Beertown, with its durable, modern beer bar concept, was born out of many research trips to the NYC boroughs of Manhattan and Brooklyn just after the 2009 recession.